Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited, as always, to join us here. If you want, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria.
And, of course, you can bring up anything. Again, that is the point of the program. We, as always, bring things that you might find interesting to discuss here. And, man, there's always just so much crazy stuff in the news these days. I remember a time, I don't know, before COVID, when there were some nights where it was just like, I couldn't find anything to talk about. And I had to go, like, dig into old show prep that I'd had from, you know, weeks past. And now I've got the opposite problem where I'm so loaded with things to talk about. I've found myself going through my older stuff and cutting out all the thing, you know, half the things we never got to because, well, I mean, I wish we could talk about a lot of this stuff that's going on, but there's just so much, and so much of it, sadly, is just so bad. There's just, the good news just isn't happening that often. You know, now you've got more crackdowns happening. Of course, we've been covering what's happening in Sydney with the military being rolled out to enforce COVID rules.
Helicopters and soldiers now.
Yep. Plus, you've got now a new bill that's being filed in Washington, D.C. And normally, I don't really get concerned about bills because, you know, there's a ton of bills that get filed. But
sure,
this one is particularly to regulate digital assets. Ooh. And it's sort of
an impossible task.
It is. That doesn't mean they won't try their best.
Sure.
And, you know, ruin people's businesses in the process.
And their lives.
But interestingly, it comes from a congressperson who has no, like, opinions previously about cryptocurrency. He hasn't been one of the people that's been sort of in the fray talking about crypto, but all of a sudden he introduces this wide-cutting crypto regulation bill. Some people are saying that he's just doing it on behalf of basically the Federal Reserve.
Seems so likely.
Yeah, or the,
I mean, probably most of the politicians that we have in Congress are just doing things because the Federal Reserve wants them to.
There is, you know, a little bit of good news out there. For instance, there's I guess, Huntington Beach, California, which, of course, California is one of the highest regulated COVID regulations, crackdown kind of places. There's actually a restaurant that's disallowing vaccinated people.
Ooh.
So you have to be unvaccinated if you want to eat at this particular restaurant, as you might imagine.
That was also true of a gym. I think they also...
Really?
In Canada.
It was in Canada.
I think we covered it, Ian.
Okay.
Like there's a three.
So much news.
There
it's
is.
Hard to.
It still makes me wonder how can they even prove that they're unvaccinated.
Well, I think the whole point is to just upset the, you know, the vaccine freaks out there.
Sure.
So much that they won't even come in. Because obviously you couldn't prove that you're unvaccinated.
Yeah, and then the vaccinated will be like, I'm probably around all these unvaccinated people.
Although I did see a post on, I don't remember what the social media, must have been Twitter or something today, which was allegedly a pro-vaccine person celebrating that they can now carry COVID because they want to infect the unvaccinated people with COVID. So they're happy.
I would call them psychopathic, but I don't think COVID is particularly a threat to anyone
or
to most people. So sure, if you want to expose me to COVID, have at it.
No biggie. The White House, according to the New York Times, is now paying, I would imagine, big bucks to hire people like Ellie Zeiler, who is a 17-year-old TikTok creator with over 10 million followers, by the way.
I was wondering why I never heard of this person.
Yeah, well, I mean, are you on TikTok?
I am not.
Are you on TikTok?
No, but I've never heard of her either.
Yeah, I'm not on TikTok. I did try it out once a couple years ago because it was this big deal, right? Like, oh, everybody's moving to TikTok and the people are leaving Facebook. Got to try TikTok.
I only went off because I was just too addicted to it. Like, you can just sit there for so long watching it. Like, a lot of it is dumb, but some of it's just, like, house hacks, makeup hacks, recipes, and it can be kind of addicting to watch because it's like 30-second clips or whatever.
Yeah, I found some entertaining stuff there. Like, there was this truck driver that told jokes, and he was pretty funny. But ultimately, yeah, I uninstalled it shortly after trying it out.
My favorite is the Southern Grandma parody called Nanny Ma.
You showed me that one. That was pretty entertaining. So Ellie Zeiler, she has 10 million followers, received an email, according to the New York Times, thanks to archive.ph, back in June from Village Marketing, an influencer marketing agency, because that's a thing now. It said it was reaching out on behalf of another party, the White House. Would she, a high school senior who usually posts short fashion and lifestyle videos, be willing, the agency wondered, to participate in a White House-backed campaign encouraging her audience to get vaccinated against the coronavirus? Quote, there's a massive...
Propaganda.
Yep. There's a massive need to grow awareness within the 12 to 18 age range, wrote the marketer to her email. Quote, we're moving fast and have only a few available slots to fill, so please let us know ASAP.
Oh, that's not true.
Yeah, that sounds like one of those, like, fake email scams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like, oh, I got a lot of people lining up to buy my house, so you better buy it quickly if you want it.
Yeah, but I imagine it works on a, you know, a teenager who
sure.
wants more attention or, you know, in this case, probably their... I don't know. She's got 10 million viewers. She's probably had deals before, right? Like,
she's
you know,
bound to be making some amount of money off
yeah.
of this.
So she agreed, joining a broad personality-driven campaign to confront an increasingly urgent challenge in the fight against the pandemic.
See, it shouldn't be personality-driven. That's sort of the issue, and the White House, by doing this, is just feeding into it. Right? It shouldn't be about, oh, the personality of Donald Trump, or the personality of Dr. Fauci, or the personality of this 17-year-old high schooler.
Or the personality of Hitler.
It should be about science, not
yeah.
personality.
Well, unfortunately, I don't know if most Americans really care about science. I mean,
I'm sure they don't even know what science is. They
yeah.
think that if they believe it, then it's science. And that's not what science is.
Right. And what the government is saying is science is also not what science is.
No. Anyone who's saying the science is settled
doesn't know what
yeah.
science is. Because it doesn't get settled, because it's a constant process of testing people's theories and breaking them down and proving them wrong and trying to find out what the truth is, right?
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of Americans kind of are followers, right? They will do what someone they respect tells them. If they don't
sadly.
Respect... Right. And if they don't respect politicians, and they shouldn't, but there sadly are people who do respect politicians... Then they probably respect people in the entertainment world, like, you know, Brad Pitt or whoever, right?
Ariana Grande.
Or in this case, Ellie Zeiler, the 17-year-old TikTok creator with 10 million followers. Now, we've read stories before about these so-called influencers and how they're not as big as they seem to be. Like, yeah, it doesn't hurt to have 10 million followers, but when you say, hey, buy my new T-shirt, how many shirts are they really selling? How many, you know? So how influential are they really? Just because they have all these followers, you know, what percentage of your 10 million followers is actually watching what you put out, and what percentage of those are willing to actually do what you suggest?
Those are good questions. I imagine it's lower, you know.
Than they want you to believe.
Sure.
That's for sure. So she's joined this campaign to vaccinate the youthful masses who have the lowest inoculation rates of any eligible age group in the United States.
Which is perfectly fine because they're least likely to get hospitalized out of anyone in the United States.
Right, but yet the marketing group says there's a massive need to grow awareness within the 12 to 18 range.
Brainwash them young.
I feel like if Ariana Grande already did a song about getting vaccinated.
And she did.
And did she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's why I mentioned her.
We played it on the air
here.
It was
so cringy.
It wasn't just a song. It was a highly produced, choreographed music video. And she did it with some, what was it, this...
Jeremy Corden, I think.
No, that's the guy from Goldback. But
well, he has
Corden
that kind
was
of
his
name.
Last name, I think.
I forget. He does, like, the car
show.
Karaoke things, yeah.
He does one of those late-night TV shows. I don't know his name. But anyway, they were, like, singing a song. It was a takeoff of like a Broadway musical song that they'd redone the lyrics for, and it was all about getting back outside again. And they would literally like say thanks to Anthony Fauci and like
hold up a picture of his face.
Yeah, they have like a giant banner with his face on it.
But they're still really having weird. Trouble getting 12 to 18 year olds to take the vaccine.
Well, it might be because of crap like that.
603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in here, you can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Nobilift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Nobilift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Nobilift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobiliftNA.com/save.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can join us here. All you got to do is dial in on the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the propaganda that is being pumped out on places like TikTok, Twitch, apparently, YouTube. The White House has enlisted over 50 of these so-called influencers on these different platforms out there that are attractive to young people, right? Twitch is a video game streaming platform primarily, although we have a channel there.
If I'm watching someone do a gaming stream, I can't think of the last time I watched a gaming stream, but if right. I was watching one and someone was like, oh, by the way, let me convince you to get the vaccine or whatever, however subtle they were about it, I'm never watching that idiot again. That's not why I watch.
Sure.
Entertaining things.
I actually had that happen to me, not with a gaming thing, but with a YouTuber I like to watch for like fashion and clothes and stuff. She was talking about like, oh, and I wore this on my vacation, and she just subtly put in, we support only fully vaccinated vacations on this channel. I was just like, okay,
that's
F you.
Strange thing to add.
It's like she's like an 18-year-old.
Maybe she's one of them.
I understand saying that as a way of warding off criticism. Like, oh, well, we just got back from this vacation. You know, you're going to get flooded with comments. That's so irresponsible of you. So trying to ward that off, I would understand.
Could be.
But if they're, like, actively trying to convince you to get vaccinated, nah, I'm out.
Well, you're an unusual personality, and I don't know how well this goes for these folks. I mean, what do teenagers think about the vaccine? How many of them are scared to death of it because of all the propaganda that they're being pounded with? I mean, these kids are a lot of them are in government schools, so you know they're getting double or triple the doses of propaganda, you know, because the average person is, they're working or whatever, so they see it on television or they see it on their social media or in the news or whatever they're consuming. I mean, I imagine the government's cramming it down their throats.
I know. I was talking to my 16-year-old coworker, and she was saying something about girls arguing about the masks at school, and I was like, I didn't even think about that. It would be so annoying right now to be in high school with a bunch of just, like, dumb people who all repeat the same thing over and over right now during this coronavirus stuff.
Not to mention trying to date people in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And having to wear a mask to that. Screw that.
Well, how about just trying to date people at all? And having to deal with all these mask people out there. In fact, I actually had a story about that, too. This is from businessinsider.com. Apple has taken down an app that is dedicated to unvaccinated people dating each other.
Apple took that. Why? It's not a threat to vaccinated people.
Well, you know how they do. They've got their political thing, and they're going to enforce it. They say that the app Apple told the app it, quote, inappropriately refers to the COVID-19 pandemic in its concept or theme. So the answer to why is they're just doing the bidding of the state.
Yep.
Doing what a good little corporate citizen does, which is whatever the state tells it to do.
Wouldn't vaccinated people want there to be an app like that? Like, so unvaccinated people aren't on Twitter
or
whatever?
No, I would think that the vaccinated people, the ones that are nasty, at least. I'm sure there are some people who leave other people alone. They're just like, okay, I got my vaccination, I'm going to shut up. But those who always have something to say about unvaccinated people probably want to see the unvaccinated people die. And they certainly don't want the unvaccinated people reproducing, which would mean they certainly don't want them dating, because that leads ultimately to them reproducing.
That's stupid. Imagine being motivated by something like that. Like, oh, these people, they don't believe what I believe. They shouldn't be reproducing.
But that's really what some of them believe. They
sure.
want to see unvaccinated people suffer, even though ostensibly it's all about saving lives.
And it's just because they feel dumb for falling for something. I feel like deep down.
I don't think they feel dumb. I think they feel like they are superior.
Well, some level at this point, they have to feel dumb, right? With the Delta variant and with the CDC's own document saying that 75% of the people currently hospitalized in Massachusetts are fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. And plenty of other documents with.
And with the CDC coming out and saying, oh, yeah, by the way, being vaccinated, you still have to put your mask on because you can still get COVID and you can still spread it. Surely, deep down inside, on some level, they feel a little stupid.
I think there are some who have said, I feel like I've, you know, been suckered or whatever. I've seen some reactions like that. But what the percentage is, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Vincent was reading on his show, like, some Reddit posts of people saying, like, I got the vaccine and now I'm starting to regret it. I thought we were not going to have to wear face masks.
Right. There's that group that, there's the group of people. So you got the group of people who got the vaccine because they're true believers and they completely bought into the propaganda and they'll do anything that the government tells them to do as long as it's coming from somebody they trust, right? They won't do what Trump says, but they'll, even though Trump was saying the same exact things, basically. So there's the true believers. Those are the types that are going to wear double mask, right?
Yeah, sadly.
And then there's the people that wore the mask because they just wanted to go along to get along. They didn't want to, you know, get into an argument with their neighbors or with the person, the doorman at Walmart or whatever. They wore the mask for that reason. And then once the rules went away, they stopped wearing the mask. But they got the vaccine because, like you're suggesting, it was suggested to them they wouldn't have to keep wearing the mask if they got the vaccine.
Well, it was outright stated at one point, wasn't it?
Yeah, that everything would go back to normal. Just get the vaccine.
And then that was a lie.
Of course it was a lie. So Apple Saturday removed Unjected, a dating and community app for unvaccinated people, from its app store.
Is it still on the Google Play Store?
I didn't check, but that's a good question. This is all about Apple, so presumably yes.
I need a better dating app.
From its app store, in a move that the app's owners likened to censorship. Quote, apparently we're considered too much for sharing our medical autonomy and freedom of choice, said the founder of Unjected, Shelby Thompson, in a video posted on Instagram on Saturday. So, of course, Apple removed us. The app violated Apple's policies for COVID-19 content, an Apple spokesperson told Insider Saturday. The company cited published interviews in which Unjected's founders said their app was for, quote, like-minded, unvaccinated individuals, unquote.
It's sad that we even have a dating app for that, though.
Yeah, oh, it's not surprising.
No, but it's sad.
I think there should have been one a long time ago for people who don't like vaccinations in general. I've gotten broken up with because I'm not vaccinated.
Really?
Fully. Yeah.
Wow.
He said that he at first thought it was just my mom being crazy, but then he found out that I don't ever intend to get vaccinated.
Oh, so you're crazy too.
Yeah.
And this was before the pandemic.
Oh, this was in 2019.
Wow.
I've been broken up for some really stupid reasons as well, but never because I wasn't vaccinated.
That tops it, huh?
Yeah.
It was in 2019, the beginning of 2019, a whole bunch of stories came out about an outbreak of measles in Austin, and it was vaccinated kids who were getting the measles because of the unvaccinated kids.
Which doesn't make any sense, but...
Right, because a vaccine is supposed to stop you from getting the thing.
Yes. Yeah, but there wasn't herd immunity because there's all these anti-vaxxers. Mm.
Yeah, but that only affects the anti-vaxxers, right?
Supposedly. Yeah.
His aunt wouldn't let me come to their house because I didn't get vaccinated as a kid, and his cousin had cancer, so they thought that I could, without having any diseases, give him a disease.
Wow, so you're old school at facing anti-vax discrimination or whatever.
Not that I would actually use an unvaccinated dating app, just kind of a joke.
Well, I mean, you've got a boyfriend, so you don't need to. But, you know, prior to us getting together, I've been on these apps. And
other cesspools, though.
It's all, a lot of them are all about making a political statement. You know, prior to the vaccine, which now you can indicate whether you're vaccinated on these dating apps. Because, you know, people who are vaccinated don't want to date unvaccinated people.
They're like vegans. The world must know that they're vegans.
And it was the same thing with, were you a Black Lives Matter supporter? Are you in favor of trans rights? So they have all these, badges that you can...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are still about 90 million eligible Americans who are unvaccinated, and we need them to do their part. Roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated.
That's how White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients opened a briefing on Monday. Zients adding that vaccinations are the best way to curb the growing surge of the Delta variant. The White House also announcing over 70% of American adults have received at least one of their COVID-19 shots, which officials are calling a significant milestone. Multiple states are dealing with an E. coli outbreak linked to a pre-made cake mix. Children under 18 represent 75% of those who have gotten sick. The CDC's website posting a warning about getting sick from eating raw cake batter. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he's tested positive for COVID-19, although he's fully vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News. The bootleg fire in southern Oregon remains the largest fire in the country after it burned more than 413,000 acres. Officials saying containment has grown to 84% because some areas inside the fire aren't considered to be a risk anymore. While most of the fire is contained, it continues to burn inside of the lines. A member of the squad is not happy the eviction moratorium lapsed over the weekend.
Missouri Democrat Cori Bush slammed her House colleagues for adjourning for August recess without passing an extension of the CDC eviction moratorium for renters. Bush is sleeping on the steps of the U.S. Capitol in an effort to appeal to her colleagues to extend the moratorium.
Their human dignity, and they deserve for the people that are paid to represent them to show up and do the work to make sure that they have their basic needs met.
She says she will stay there until something gets done. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And there's more to this story, by the way. We changed over to this Apple computer, the Apple Store banning the unvaccinated dating app. But there's more to the story about the TikTokers and the Twitchers and the YouTubers getting money from the feds. And we can talk about that, too. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Again, the number 603-283-6160. But we're talking about right now, Unjected, which I had not heard of this, but then again, I'm not in the dating market. But I was prior to meeting Bonnie last year, which I met her in October. So I was still on these apps during the so-called pandemic, and I saw and I saw these people starting to put masks on in their dating profile pictures, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, the whole point of this is to put your best face forward, right? So that I can judge your physical characteristics and whether or not I find them attractive.
I mean, it is shallow, but that's the whole point, as you said.
Yes.
At least the first objective. Like, you have to be physically attractive to someone first.
That generally helps. Yeah, absolutely. And so
If I'm not physically attractive, what's the point?
Yeah, there's never going to be any emotional or other connection, so why bother?
Yeah, I've had to like looking at you.
When you put it that way, it seems so simple.
Yeah. it is simple.
But they're hiding their faces, and either they're doing it as an excuse because they don't want their face to be seen, or it's a signal. It's a signal saying, hey, I'm in the club. I'm with the fear club. I'm with the obedience club, and I don't want anything to do with you unobedient people.
It's so anti-sex league, like from 1984. Like, we're just procreating for the party. We don't need to see each other's faces.
And, well, it's very much the equivalent of just throwing one of those rainbow flags there in their profile,
yeah,
or a black fist, or a hashtag BLM, or whatever. It's the exact same sort of signaling.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is, Bonnie,
are you going to transmit COVID to someone via this app if they see your unmasked face? The answer is obviously no.
Yeah.
So why are you posing for a picture on this dating app in your masked face unless you're trying to send a very specific signal about how you're in that exact club?
That's exactly what this is. But I don't know if you knew this, Bonnie, but there were governments last year who were giving advice, and I don't remember if it was the UK or US or both.
It was New York.
Was it New York? They were saying if you're going to have sex, that you were not to have sex in positions where you could transfer your mouth fluids. So don't kiss.
So you can't kiss.
Right, don't kiss.
I think it was New York City that suggested putting some sort of divider between the parties.
Yeah. Don't kiss.
So basically like a gory hole.
And you could only... No, you could have sex in like the missionary... not missionary. Missionary was prohibited, I think, because then you're face-to-face.
Well, it was recommended against, not necessarily prohibited.
Well, right, because they didn't have cameras in people's homes to, you know, physically stop them from doing these things yet.
Telescreens.
But your Samsung television is getting pretty close to being that telescreen.
It's just scary how close reality has come to what you just brought up from 1984. So now you got Unjected that was pulled down this weekend by Apple, and according to the story here at BusinessInsider.com, they were also removed previously from the App Store, but Apple reinstated it after the app went through certain updates. What happened then was the founders asked Unjected users to avoid anti-vaccination buzzwords, including jabbed and microchip, by trying to trick Apple's reviewers. The app again violated App Store policies, said the Apple spokesperson.
It amazes me how jabbed has become this just common vernacular for getting a vaccine, because it's even on Drudge Report and Fox News and MSNBC.
Right.
The jab. Jab. Yeah. Right.
It's obnoxious.
It is. And this is supposed to be a life-saving vaccine, and we reduced it to hashtag get the jab.
Bloomberg News on Saturday reported that Apple removed the app after being contacted by a reporter. So a news person was doing a report about Unjected is what it's called. And then because the reporter brought it to their attention, they pulled down the app again.
That sounds like Apple.
Yeah. So anyway, the story goes on. I'll post it for you over on our social media website. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. Did you check on the Google thing, by the way? I don't know if you...
What was the Google thing?
Just to see if it was still there, to see if the unjected. Unjected?
Yeah, I don't have legal permission to.
Oh, sorry.
I would have to request that first, and then look to see if it's still there.
I don't have Google Play on my Android phone, and I have an iPhone.
Okay. Well, the company does say we're looking into ways to get off of Apple and Google, but the easiest transition for us might be to make the website as great as possible, since they can't shut that down like the app. And that is one of the problems with these app stores, is they are very centralized. I mean, you basically have two places where the 99% of the phone users in the world go to get their apps. Now, there are other alternatives when it comes to Google phones, like F-Droid, which is an open-source alternative to Google Play that only has open-source software on it, so it's a limited amount of things that you can get through F-Droid. And you can still download what they call the APK file for your Google phone. And that, if you change one of the security settings on your phone, which is fairly easy to do, you can install things from other places besides the Google Play Store. So if you need...
Like getapk.com or something like that.
Yeah. And obviously there's the question of, are you getting a safe, you know, APK? But the truth is, if you get it from Google, it's not necessarily safe, because Google doesn't... they don't review all the apps on the Google Play Store.
Right.
They have no idea.
Well, they can't review that many apps.
Well, right, but Apple does. Apple does review with a human being
to some extent. I don't know how deep they dig into the code or anything like that, but they do look, at the very least, at apps that are submitted for the Apple App Store. So everything that's on the Apple App Store has been given the thumbs up by Apple, so they're very, very picky about what's on there. So it's easier to get an app on the Google Store, but Google can still take things down for whatever arbitrary reasons that they want to.
They can and they do.
Yeah. So back to the story here about, this is from the New York Times again, courtesy of archive.ph, great website that actually allows you to find creative ways around some of these paywalls. But talking about how the White House has approached over 50 Twitch streamers, YouTubers, and TikTokers, and apparently an 18-year-old pop star named Olivia Rodrigo, who I had not heard of, but all supposedly have enormous online audiences.
Does it have a list of these 50 people so that I can just go ahead and
not follow them?
Yeah.
It doesn't have it here on this story, but it may be available publicly. You know, Freedom of Information Act probably has given this information to somebody.
The odds seem pretty low that I would end up watching one of these people anyway. I don't pay a lot of attention to influencers because I'm not one of the types of people who really like follow trends and stuff. Yeah. So
yeah, I'm glad I'm already a Olivia Rodrigo hater.
Why do you hate her?
She just makes annoying music, dresses ugly.
State and local governments have begun similar campaigns. So it's not just the feds. It's also state governments, which, of course, they're likely using federal money from the COVID bills to pay for this. So they want to hire local micro-influencers, those who have 5,000 to 100,000 followers, and pay them up to $1,000 a month to promote COVID-19 vaccines to their fans. So this is a fairly wide-ranging, you know, wide-targeting. They're not just going with these biggies with the millions of followers. They're going with local people, too.
Well, they have to. You know, local people connect with the local audiences better.
Better, absolutely.
It's just so weird to see them doing this, though, out in the open. Normally, I would normally I would assume that the government paid, you know, X TikToker to talk about the vaccine if they were doing that.
Now you know they did.
Yeah.
So it goes on showing examples of what, you know, these things have looked like. For instance, one of them, a woman named Christina Najjar, who's a 30-year-old TikTok star known as Tinks. She got hired and says she was thrilled when the White House reached out to her manager in June, and she posted soon a question and answer video about the vaccines with Dr. Anthony Fauci. So
they can increase their appeal even more by getting Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, they booked
videos.
The star. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up, an update on John McAfee. What happened with his countdown clock? Remember that from a couple weeks ago on his website with the death clock?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here, though. We're talking about the vaccine pimps out there, the people who've been hired by the White House, by state governments, Twitch people, YouTubers, TikTokers, people with millions of followers being paid, I don't know, thousands of dollars a month. They say $1,000 a month is what some state governments are paying.
Yeah, for local.
For lower level, what they're calling micro-influencers.
Yeah, but micro. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. That must be why I saw this horrible, cringy vaccine, and I showed it to you today. Vaccine TikTok, where a girl was singing, "These are a few of my favorite vaccines."
Now, wasn't she from Canada?
Yeah, she was talking about Canada, and she didn't seem like famous, but.
But they're all doing it, right? So, like, if it's happening here in the United States, surely Canadian government's doing the same exact thing.
And what's sad is, you know, a lot of these TikTokers probably look up to this girl with her 10 million followers, and they want to be like her. They see her doing this, so they're going to go out and they're going to make their own pro-vaccine video. Of course, they can't get Dr. Fauci.
No, you've got to be, you know, in the club to get him booked.
But she's going
to
be making pretty big money from the U.S. government if they're willing to lend her, you know, their biggest propaganda mouthpiece.
Right. Public health officials, by the way, according to the New York Times, have used celebrities to reach people since Elvis Presley rolled up his sleeve on the Ed Sullivan Show back in 1956 to get the polio vaccine.
Wow.
So this isn't a new idea. These days, young people are more likely to trust the advice of their favorite content creator than a mainstream celebrity, according to a 2018 study by the marketing agency MuseFind.
Why would they trust any of them? Like, there are some people on YouTube that I like and stuff like that, but when they start, you know, if they want to give me life advice,
medical advice,
I'm like, dude, stick to being funny.
As a result, quote, "We need to get an influencer army to push the pro-vaccine message out there."
Blatant propaganda.
That's what this
we
is.
We need a propaganda department to manage these people so that they can go out and propagandize the American people.
This is from Jason Harris, the CEO of advertising agency Mechanism, spelled M-E-K-A-N-I-S-M, which is an authority, says the New York Times, on influencer marketing. Quote, "That's the only way we're going to have loud enough voices on social to drown out all the misinfo that's happening," he said. Because it's only true when it comes from the White House.
Obviously.
The White House began...
Unless it's Donald Trump, in which case it's only true if it comes from somewhere else.
They began considering the power of online creators in January, repurposing the influencer marketing tactics that Biden had used on the campaign trail toward promoting vaccinations.
No malarkey.
Well, right. Given that Biden couldn't even influence 20 people to show up at a campaign event, I don't know if that's necessarily, you know, somebody to look towards for a good example.
Dude, I totally would have gone to a Joe Biden event.
Would you?
Yeah, because there's no telling what he's going to say. And I want to be there in person
to watch it.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to the Trump event that was in Manchester at the airport, but I was, like, working that day.
Mm.
It would have just been so funny.
Yeah, but the thing is, it'd be so huge. It's like it. Trump events are huge. You can't even get inside the place unless you know, paid for a ticket or however they do that.
One of my friends went and they said it was like huge, and he was just like off in the distance.
Right,
like they saw him
watching a concert from the nosebleed seats or something like that. Except it's not as entertaining as an actual concert.
Yeah.
It's a politician blowing hot air for 2 hours. I would not want to go see Trump or Biden. Actually, there was once upon a time I think Biden came to Keene State College.
And called it Vermont.
No. I'm thinking like previous Biden when he was the vice president.
Okay.
I think they sent him to Keene State College for a campaign appearance maybe in 2012 or something like that. And
see, he wasn't senile enough for me then.
We were doing a lot of bird dogging. We actually did go to these events, but only to like ask them tough questions as they're walking in. There's a lot of great videos from 2012 in Keene where we, like, confronted Rick Santorum and all these other, you know, no-name politicians or whoever was coming through. And just
Didn't you ask him about what Santorum meant?
We asked him if he'd ever Googled himself. And the joke is, if you Googled Rick Santorum's name, it came up as some sort of dirty sex act involving bodily fluids that we can't talk about on the air. And it was pretty entertaining, his reaction. I think it actually is included in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, if you watch that at victimlesscrimespree.com. But so we did go to these things, but not to actually watch them speak. We never actually went in to actually watch them give their presentations.
Nice.
We just confronted them on the way, and we like tried to figure out where they'd go. So we'd you know, on the case with Rick Santorum, we had a group of people guarding the front entrance of the library and a group of people out back, and we had two-way radio contacts, so, you know, we would know which entrance they picked, because they could only pick, you know, one of two.
Didn't you do that with Maggie Hassan? Or?
We confronted Hassan. She was, at the time, the governor. It was me and nobody who confronted her when she was going to give the speech, the commencement speech at Keene State College. So we got her we didn't stay to watch her speech. Who cares about that? We got her as she was walking in to go to the speech. She was waiting in line. She was completely vulnerable because she had to wait in the line to get into to this event, so we just hammered her. It was mostly nobody who really gave her the good lines, but it was pretty entertaining. So you can find that at the Free Keene Odyssey channel. Go to video.freekeene.com if you want to see some of that that fun stuff. Anyway, they go back. You know, this is actually a really detailed article about all these influencers and people here. You know, lots of talk about Fauci and who's talking to him. In February, Colorado awarded a contract worth up to $16.4 million to Denver-based Idea Marketing, which includes a program to pay creators in the state $400 to $1,000 a month to promote the vaccines.
$16 million.
Yeah, just for people in Colorado to pimp this stuff out.
That's insane. Who's paying for this garbage?
Who do you think? It's tax money. It ain't Pfizer. I can tell you that. Right?
But they should be. I mean, if they want people to advertise for them, if Pfizer wants people to advertise for them, they should be the ones paying for the
advertising. It ain't working like that. That's the thing. This whole thing is a huge public relations campaign for Pfizer and Moderna and whoever the hell else, AstraZeneca and all these major, was it Johnson & Johnson's got one of them or whatever, all these major pharmaceutical manufacturers. They're all getting pimped by the U.S. government, the state governments, the Canadian government, you know, governments all around the planet are pimping these vaccines out. And they're all doing it at taxpayer cost. So it's just like, you know, the war on terror where the U.S. taxpayers are paying to insure the profits of the oil companies. Same thing's happening now, except it's the pharmaceutical companies that are benefiting. And they're going to come out with a booster shot. That's the next thing, right? And then they're going to pimp that out, too.
I don't know what to add to that, but it's disgusting. And I wish more people understood what was happening. It's just this giant filtering of wealth to Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson.
Jessica Braylish, communications director at Colorado's Public Health Department, said influencers are being paid because, quote, all too often, diverse communities are asked to reach out to their communities for free, and to be equitable, we know we must compensate people for their work. As part of the effort, the article says,
influencers... I wonder what percentage of the people accepting this money, these influencers, I wonder what percent of them claim to be democratic socialists.
Good question.
I would imagine it's fairly high in these age ranges they're talking.
Yeah, I suspect you're right. Although,
but that's dirty capitalism. They won't help their community because they believe it's right. But, oh, no, you dangle some cash in front of them, suddenly they're
in.
They're capitalists.
They'll do fascism.
I worked hard for this position. How dare you not offer me compensation?
I worked hard by playing video games.
Well, a job's a job, right?
Yeah, but that ain't like a real job. I'm sorry. I think it's great that people can make a living playing video games. I'm not criticizing the fact that people are able to do this. I mean, this is the dream job of the 90s kid, right? Like, there were plenty of us growing up in the 90s, we're like, yeah, I would love to be a video game tester, even though that's a terrible job and it's super annoying because you're always finding problems with games. It's not like you get to play a game for fun.
And the developers never give you feedback, and they generally don't fix the bugs that you find in the first place.
Yeah.
But and then it goes launch and it's like, how come nobody beta tested it? We did. But the company that was publishing it didn't care.
But now people literally do play video games and they get paid for it. So, you know, kudos to them for figuring out how to do that. How long that'll be the case for, I don't know. Is it too late for, you know, the 10-year-old today to grow up and become one of these people? Maybe.
I've always been curious about that, too, you know?
You know?
What makes a popular gaming streamer popular? I know that, you know, being skilled at a game is one of the primary things, because you don't want to watch someone just, like, suck at Mario for 4 hours.
I think that it has to be the reactions, right? It has to be, like... This was a question for me, too, when I first started hearing about this, and somebody pointed out PewDiePie's, like, the number one guy, or at least he was at one time, the number one game streamer, I think it was the number one channel on YouTube, period.
I think so.
And he's, like, the number one game streamer, and he's got, like, wild reactions, right? Like, wah! You know, he makes noises, he's got faces.
That's his personality in general.
Yeah, but that's what people want to see, right? Yeah. Like, you don't want to sit and watch a person who just, like, sits there. Oh, yeah, that sucks. You know, they have to be reactionary. They have to, you know, be excitable and interesting in that way. As part of the effort, influencers have shown off on their arms where they were injected, using emojis and selfies to punctuate the achievement. Ashley Cummins, a fashion and style influencer in Boulder, says, I joined the Pfizer Club. 603-283-6160. Listeners couldn't hear that, but you were rolling your eyes, Aria. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 2.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.